Hey everybody, I wanted to leave a quick update message, which seems to be the only thing I've been doing lately, but trust me, there's changes that are coming that you're going to love, absolutely love. Hey, this is Steph with Simple Podcast Editing, and yeah, you heard that. That was a dish because I'm in my kitchen, and I have no qualms about that. So here's the deal. Simple Podcast Editing is the new name of this entire project. I'm saying project and not just podcast because, as you may be aware, there's a podcast, there's a YouTube channel, there's a newsletter, and there's a Good Pods listening group. So all of those components are meant to give you short, useful tips, tricks, possibly venting sessions, and information about the freelancing side of all of this that will help your podcast editing go smoother, quicker, and probably, hopefully, more efficient and more profitable. I'm not super focused on the monetary aspect because there's other people that are doing that way better, but if you can do things better and faster, that does seem to have a knock-on effect, right? And that's definitely what's been happening with me this month. I've got a lot of projects happening, and one of them is a job that I got through the Podcast Editor Academy. And I talk all about that in the newsletter that I just sent out today. You can go to stephfuccio.com to sign up for the newsletter. And once you do that, you'll have access to all of the archives and stuff. Or you can dip into my Twitter feed because I just posted about the new newsletter. Or you can just email me at stephfuccio.com. What am I saying? stephfuccio@gmail.com. It's STEPHFUCCIO. Yeah, and I'd be more than happy to send you a copy of the issue. And please sign up if you do tend to like it, although this is a special issue where I just talk about the rebranding and the academy that got me this amazing job that is keeping me absolutely swamped this month, and swamped in a good way. I've been waiting for a breakthrough in my own podcast editing freelance to happen because everybody kept saying, be careful what you wish for because you're going to get a flood of work all at once and then you'll have to start outsourcing. Now, I'm not to that point, but I am very busy with this particular month because that's the length of time that this gig is for. But trust me, it is finally giving me a taste of what it could be like when my podcast editing life really takes off, when it takes off, which is happening. I'm getting more discovery calls. I'm getting more people interested in saying, give me a month, give me 2 months. You know, they're thinking about it. They like what I've talked about. We seem to gel well together, that kind of thing. How is yours going? How is your podcast editing life going? I know some of you are podcasters. Some of you are interested in starting a podcast. And some of you are podcast editors. Some of you are podcast managers. There's quite a range of folks that are participating, viewing, listening to the projects attached to Simple Podcast Editing. And I love to hear from you. I'm doing more and more virtual coffees with folks so I can get a sense of what you need, what you want, what you like about what I'm doing in these things. Ultimately, there are so many aspects of this that I enjoy talking about, writing about, and so on, but there has to be an audience. It has to be useful, and that's where you come in. So do keep the feedback coming. I love, love, love getting all of that. So again, Simple Podcast Editing is now where we are with all of the branding, except for the YouTube channel. That one's going to take me a little bit longer to get set up. So thank you for your patience while I move everything over on that side. For now, the YouTube videos are still on the Geopets Podcast Network YouTube channel, and they will eventually, hopefully in early August, hopefully they will be over on their own Simple Podcast Editing channel. However, the Good Pods group, the newsletter, and the podcast are all rebranded. You'll probably find... Excuse me, my voice just went weird. Did you hear that? I'm not editing this because I'm trying to take a walk right now. And anyway, the point is, the podcast is rebranded, but you might find some links that are broken. I fixed as much as I could this morning, but inevitably I'll probably miss something. If you come across anything that's broken, please do let me know and I will fix it immediately. There's only 5 episodes on there, so I think I did a good job, but you never know. You never know. yeah, that's pretty much it. So I hope you check out the new newsletter with the information on the Podcast Editors Academy. It is not an advertisement. It is my personal experience with their job opportunities component, which is only one small part of everything that they do. And there's a lot. There's a lot that they do. Anyway, I hope you're doing well. And I will start a new season of content, I promise. I just have to get over the next tiny hump in my life, basically, of, the finances, the geographical uncertainty, that kind of thing. I'm hoping fall at the latest, October, when we have the next round of the Women Podcast Editor Panels. But I hope to get some stuff on here before then as well. Again, the new content's going to be shorter, except for the panels. We'll be shorter, more focused on one tip, one trick, one freelancy podcast editing thing that might help. So until then, thank you so much, and I look to hear from you online, wherever that may be.